A third of police staff believe the organisation tolerates bullying and harassment, according to a new culture survey released by police. The annual survey began 2 years ago after reporting by RNZ led to two investigations into a bullying culture at the organisation. While there have been improvements in some areas since, for instance, there are slightly fewer people who are experiencing bullying, there is still plenty of room for improvement. The Police Commissioner, Andrew Costa, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
A third of police staff do not believe you and your organisation that you don't tolerate bullying.
Yeah, look, there's lots for us to keep working on in this survey very clearly. What I can say is police is a very different organisation from the one that I joined 25 years ago. The vast majority of our staff say that police is a great place to work. And there has been quite a significant decline in top-of-mind mentions of bullying and the verbatim commentary in the survey. So there's plenty to be positive about, but there's also a lot of...
But why don't that third believe... Because presumably you're saying we do not tolerate bullying and you're making it very clear to your staff. Why don't they believe you?
Well, I guess if someone experiences an incident, be it isolated or otherwise, of bullying, then the sort of obvious conclusion is that there must be some tolerance for it. And, of course, any incident of bullying is completely unacceptable. And we know where we need to do work. The survey has helpfully confirmed that the things we're doing are the right things to do. But we all know that it takes time to shift behaviours. And, we're pleased that there has been some positive shift, particularly after the very difficult couple of years that we've had.
There is still a significant number, who believe that, 4 in 10 staff, you've said, they have been affected personally in the last 12 months?
Yeah, so that question relates to potentially just an isolated incident, or it could be sustained behaviour. So any incident is completely unacceptable. I guess the contrast in here is that the vast majority of our people do say police is a great place to work. So we need to keep zeroing in on bad behaviour that affects people and make sure that it's dealt
with. I'm just wondering if there is this issue of a third of your staff who don't believe you have got this zero tolerance. Is there are there enough consequences? Are they people seeing consequences for bad bullying behaviour?
Yeah, one of the challenges in the employment context, of course, is demonstrating what the consequences are because of the way things need to be dealt with under employment law. But I can tell you that we have had many investigations that have looked into behaviours and resolved them appropriately. Actually, when complainants raise things, they're not always looking for someone to be ejected from the organisation. Most often what they want is the behaviour to stop. So our effort has gone very significantly into acting early so that when minor things occur, we can stamp on them before they become prolonged or more serious behaviour.
I mean, it was a couple of years ago this issue really came to the fore, and these reviews have been put in place. But I see the Police Association this morning and Stuff Media saying they're disappointed at the pace and the lack of change, that you're simply not moving fast enough to make improvements here.
Well, look, we have to be disappointed any time our people experience something that they shouldn't have to experience. And so that's an understandable comment to make. We have made progress, and we've made progress against the backdrop of, I think, probably the two most difficult years that I can remember in my career inside of policing. And so we have to keep moving, and we have to move as fast as possible, but recognising that what we're ultimately talking about here is leadership. And, to develop good leaders and to shift behaviours that people have developed over a period of time, takes time. And
so what you're talking about a bit is morale, and I wonder about the morale of the police at the moment. We're seeing daily ram raids. We're seeing, videos emerging of youths rampaging at a mall. Shootings seem to be so common now in Auckland. What impact is that having on the police force as they try and grapple with this?
Oh, look, it's been an incredibly difficult period. If you consider that, policing has pivoted to do what COVID needed of us, which was really to look after a whole lot of things that haven't traditionally been police's business. We're really pleased to be getting back to our core responsibilities now. But COVID has aggravated a lot of the demands that were there before, and our people feel that. I'm incredibly proud of the work that they are doing to respond to these incidents, to hold people to account, and they are doing that, and to keep our community safe.
What can you say to New Zealanders who are seeing this? I mean, it's been the spate of crime we're seeing very publicly in the media, and that's not always a good indication of crime rates, I know that, but certainly feels like a very strong wave of incidents at the moment, and particularly involving young people. What are you doing and what can you do to stop this?
Yeah, look, I would say police is doing its job in this, which is to hold offenders to account. We know that across community, people are feeling, struggling with mental well-being, and that plays into our business in lots of ways. We know that young people have had schooling disrupted and have become disengaged from school, and that causes a range of other problems. I'm confident that over time we will see a settling of this and a return to normal activity, but actually for the time being it is elevated. Our people are doing the right things, and I think working across agencies as we are doing to look at the underlying drivers will ultimately be the answer.
I know I've only got about 30 seconds left, but have you got all the tools? Are you able to take the steps you need to deal with this youth crime issue?
Yeah, look, our minister has travelled with me around the country recently. We've heard from frontline staff. He has absolutely taken on board the things that have come out of that and is supporting us to make sure that we're working in the right way across government.
Does that mean law changes?
Well, obviously we've seen announcements recently around gang legislation, and we'll continue to provide advice where we need to. But a lot of this comes down to actually working with agencies that can address the underlying issues, be it with young people.
Andrew Costa, thank you very much for your time.